This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we have a man on the phone on his way to Bathurst, David Reynolds.
The Bathurst 1000 is back this weekend.
Let's get this party started.
And our next guest will be hoping to repeat his incredible win from 2017.
1,000 kilometres later, David Reynolds, you are the man.
Please welcome King of the Mountain, David Reynolds.
My mates used to say, Brocky, King of the Mountain.
Now,
he's going up there, Davey.
He's already there.
Well, he's a winner.
Yeah.
Past winner. And it drives well around this circuit.
Yes.
So we speak to him in the advance of it.
Yes.
Because we're confident of him doing well. Is that right, David?
100%, JB. 100%. Good. Always confident when we turn up at this track.
Exactly. Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not confident, you'll probably get shown up and get sped out the back.
Yeah, but you should be confident at all the tracks, but this one you drive very well at. Why is that?
Like playing at Cadinia Park or something. Oh. You like to play at home, is it?
I don't know. It's just the layout. It's just cool. It's just fun, exciting. You know, the driver can make a small difference around here, I think. That's probably why I like it.
That's why you like it. You won it before in 2017, so we've backed you already responsibly. Now, you're already up there. You've peeled back the covers of the new Ford Mustang.
Yes.
And at the campground, what are you doing there?
Yeah, so we took our cars, our little Penrite cars, up to the top of the mountain, unveiled them, and in front of the crowd and everything. And there's already a mass of people up there. They've been camping up there since Saturday, I believe it.
Right.
They've dug up all their piss ready for the week.
That's it. That's it.
Because we were looking at that. You're allowed a slab a day and a big bottle of bourbon or whatever you want per day.
Per day, yes. So one slab per person per day.
Yes.
So what they always do is they come up, you know, a few weeks before, and they'll go out the back and dig a big hole and fill it full of slabs and cover it back up and dig it up when the time's right.
I bet you
it's
they
like buried treasure to them.
Exactly.
Treasure.
Well, it is. So I bet you a few miss it and they don't know where they're going. You dig it up one day, there'll be plenty of frogs
everywhere. They need your metal detector.
Exactly.
David, these cars have got a bit of a NASCAR feel about them, to my eye.
Do they?
Yep. You know, the ones that just go round and round,
round
and
round.
So bloody boring. But the livery, this is what it's called, Bill, the look of the car, the way it's been
livery.
Painted, it's got a bit of an American NASCAR look, the Penrite.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
It's got like an Australian flag draped on the back. So
I'm not talking about the back. I'm talking about
livery.
The big pin right down the side and the front on the big bloody bonnet.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, get on line and have a look at NASCAR's.
Well, I reckon he's seen them, Jim. I reckon he's seen his own car.
No, I'm talking NASCAR's, you idiot. Now, the things we need to talk to you about are you've got an assistant driver, co-driver.
Matt Campbell. Who's he?
So, yeah, Matt Campbell's a kid from Warwick in North Queensland.
Porsche, I think he drives the Porsches.
Yeah, he's like probably one of the world's best Porsche drivers at the minute. So, you know, he's done the race a few times before. He's well up to speed. He's actually really, really good kid. And he's about my size, so it's perfect for me because I can just jump in and out of the car and we don't have to change seats.
In his downtime, Matty.
Yes.
He's also a ring announcer at the boxing.
Oh, no.
He doesn't always get it
right. Oh, no, don't
play it. The most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been Danny the Man! The Machine! Green Machine!
You know, Matty hates that.
Matty Campbell.
Jim. He hates that, Jim. You know that. Hey, but
sound like my Matt Campbell.
No, no. Well, I was doing a bit of homework on this because I love Bathurst, Jim. It's in my blood.
It is, yeah.
161 laps, and I reckon the minimum a driver can drive is 54. So,
correct, Jim. Correct, Bill. You've been doing your homework.
Well, I told you, mate, because I love you and I love the Bathurst 1000. Brought to you by Repco. Matty will be doing about 54 maybe, and then you just say, I'm the boss here. I'm number one. Look out, Matty.
Yeah, it depends on how he's going. If he's fast enough, we can give him a couple more laps. But if he's slow, we'll get him out at 54 laps. But I think he'll be fine.
I hope he'll be fine.
I don't know.
You're not winning if he's not driving well.
It depends on how good our car is and, you know, where we are in the race, because no, they don't. They're not allowed to do. Well, they can do 54 laps in a row, but it's really hard. And then, actually, they can't because then I've got to get in and do the rest. So, we kind of break it up over the race. There's about six stints over the weekend, or so over the race. and we sort of slot in and out between each one, depends on, you know, the strategy, how much fuel we've got to put in. Because, you know, a fuel stop's about 30 seconds, a driver change is about 15 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So there's all this time the engineers got to manage. So it's quite a good day.
How many litres of fuel?
They talk kilos. So it's
kilos, Bill. You're racing.
I think it's
how
about
many
110
kilos?
Litres.
110 litres. Jeez, a big tank.
Yeah, which is like 90 kilos, I think.
Bloody oath, that is a big Tesla. The Land Cruisers carry
exactly. And $2.09 a pop.
Well,
it's bloody
not
deer.
Driving diesel, Bill.
It's expensive, isn't it?
He just drops into Shell on the way.
I wonder if we still get the fuel excise.
No, it's gone. It's gone.
It's gone.
Yes.
See, Lee Holdsworth's in this photo with you, the reigning champ. Do you get on with him?
Yeah, Lee's a good fella. Yeah, he's the reigning champion, won it last year. And he's a good bloke. Really, really good guy.
All right.
You would have upset someone.
Oh, definitely, but I haven't found that out yet.
We need to take a little break. Go on. Were you going to tell us someone you don't like?
I've upset my team already because I said something in the media that they didn't like.
Oh no. You can't help yourself. Anyway, take a break and we'll come back because we're going
to
ask you about
your trip up there. All right.
And a baby coming, Jim.
Baby coming. All of the above with Davey Reynolds.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He's from Adelaide, too. They're just from all different country towns. Mm-hmm. Daniel.
Adelaide is not a country,
town. It's a city.
Literally a city.
Have you been?
Yes.
We go into Adelaide.
Good city.
Great city.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, and ahead of Bathurst this weekend, David Reynolds joins us. By the way, you can catch all the action from Friday through to Sunday on 7, 7 Mate, and 7 Plus. Yes.
We worked out in that little break who it was he doesn't get on with.
Who's that?
Shane Van Gisbergen.
Oh, the Kiwi.
Yeah, you've nudged him a few times, Davey.
I have, yes. You know what Kiwi stands for?
What?
Oh.
Keen interest without intelligence.
Jeez, I thought we were going somewhere else.
No, not bad. not bad. And if you've just signed a new 2-year deal.
I've just re-signed a new deal, and things are looking good in my life at the minute.
Nice.
My missus is pregnant again. She's about 13 weeks pregnant.
Oh, so you've been out of the car. That's good. and your
not
first,
necessarily.
Your first son is named after a Street Fighter character, is that right?
Yep. Rye Reynolds, yep, that's his name.
So I've got a couple of names maybe for the expecting baby coming in April.
Tell me.
E-Honda. No?
Maybe.
Bison?
Bison, yeah.
Or
that's up there.
Zangief.
I love Zangief. Great name.
Bloody stupid Street Fighter names that he names his kids after.
E-Honda.
Zangief Reynolds, imagine that.
Zangief Reynolds. It's not bad.
It's good, isn't it?
What about Ryan?
Nah, terrible name.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds. He's a funny bastard. Deadpool.
Ah, he's all right.
Deadpool. Now, did you drive up there?
Yeah. I drove up myself in my Mustang.
So as a race car driver, it interests me if you get as annoyed with idiots on the road as I do. Because I'm an exceptional driver myself, but I don't fall into the race car driver category.
He rates himself.
So answer me this, Davey. If you're on open road, which you would be getting to Bathurst, and idiots in front of you drive at 95 k's when the limit's 100 until you get to an overtaking lane, then they speed up to 115.
It happens all the time in New South Wales. I don't know what it is about New South Wales people, but they do it better than anyone.
What is that?
It happens.
I don't know. I really don't know, but it shits me a bit.
And then you get half-wits on the open road who have got no one in front of them, but they hit the brakes all the time. What are they doing?
I don't know, they'd probably get used to driving a taxi because that's what taxi drivers do, don't they?
Just brake.
Unless they're taking heaps of drugs and they're seeing things that aren't there, I don't know.
I don't know, mate. I find that very annoying.
Yes.
And then clowns that stop at a roundabout when there's no one coming from the right.
Don't read the plate.
That annoys me, yeah.
Well, Davey, that's the first thing you learn as a driver.
Yes, I know. So where are you going with this, Jim?
Jim's got this street party.
I've got a traffic party that's going to storm into government. Because Victorians have had enough of people that can't drive. But you as a professional driver, I wonder if you view it differently. It doesn't sound like you do.
I kind of do, but I kind of don't. Because at the end of the day, we're all out there together. We're not supposed to be angry at each other on the road, aren't we? We're supposed to have a pleasant time.
No, I get angry. So,
No,
well, yeah, now why though?
No, I get it.
Just ruins your day.
The guy can't put up with halfwits. Like there's a responsibility for you to drive properly, especially in peak hour, Davey. Like what about a peak hour?
Yes.
And the car in front of you leaves about 50 meters between it and the car in front of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you either miss sets of lights or people keep folding across in front of him. And you just get pushed further back. That I find very annoying.
It seems like you've got a lot to say on this topic.
I have. Well, that's why I form my own party.
He has. He's got his own party. But
I'll join it. I'll
good.
Join it.
Well, we need a celebrity.
See what's down the bottom of this page here, Jimmy. Dave is the face of road safety.
Oh!
Curb your rage. So that's why he's been all nice.
Yeah, I know. What's the point of getting angry on the road? What's it going? It doesn't help you with anything, does it?
No, well, I don't get into road rage and stuff. I just get annoyed. Yeah. Not angry. That's too strong.
Just white knuckle the steering wheel.
It's too strong a word, but people've got to get better.
They do. We give out licenses too easy in this country, I think.
I think you're right.
With no training.
All right. So
back to Bathurst. Thursday practice, one and two.
Yep.
Friday practice, 3 and 4, and the qualifying.
Yep.
Saturday practice.
To make the shootout.
Or the top 10 shootout.
Yep.
And then 11:15 race starts. We're away. Where do we want to be sitting? In the...
Out in front,
pole?
I reckon.
Or? P what?
You want to... I thought you were going to go say we want to be sitting on the couch watching
at home. No, I will be. Oh, what's the first lap? Then come back, mate, 5 hours later. But P what? Where do we want to be?
Well, it's funny this track because you don't want to be first because that's kind of the most cursed position to be in. Generally, if you qualify fastest here, there's something always going to go wrong. See? So you want to be like second, I reckon.
P2.
That's the best.
Davey, the Mustang you just drove up in, your personal one, because we've got millions of people listening, a lot of them are blokes that love their chariots and girls. Yep. Have you tweaked that at all? What kilowatts are we rolling it with that? Have you done any extra stuff?
Nah, so it's a company car, so it has to be like kept standard.
Davey.
It's not fun. I'm sorry. I know that's all I can really give you.
No.
I'd love to put a big supercharger on it and do all that stuff. And
a Mad Max thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? That'd be awesome.
What was that called? The injector.
The Inceptor.
Interceptor.
Inceptor. Both of us are wrong.
Come on. Hey, good luck.
Yes, come on, Davey.
As a past winner, we want to see you greeting the judges again.
Thanks, boys. Much appreciated.
We'll be rooting for you, David.
Not too hard, thanks, Bill.
He doesn't want that in his head while he's trying to drive.
Exactly.
Well done, Davey. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys.
David Reynolds on the Rush Hour, ahead of Bathurst 1000 this weekend. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.